Hey, Al Hamnick's here. We need to preview the football on Friday, though. Let's start right here in 6A. Lafayette Jeff comes up to play Merivale. Merivale's on a roll. Lafayette Jeff is like the smallest 6A school. What do you think there? Okay, don't laugh. Just say.
I would say move on to the next week.
Yeah, Merivale moves
Thank
on.
Thank them for coming up, treating them to dinner somewhere at one of the local restaurants, and then put them back on their bus.
Tell them thanks for holding all these semi-states. Because they do a great job. Don't you think don't they treat the media pretty well there?
Oh, great. If it was a basketball game, I would pay to go see it. You know, Lafayette, Jeff, and Merivale, but not football.
All right, hey, let's talk about the other one. Crown Point at Lake Central. First of all, these two teams don't like each other, and they're fairly evenly matched. It may be the big school game of the week. Do you agree?
One of them. I would pick Lake Central by maybe 3 points. You're right. They don't really love each other, but when they do play, they're at the top of their game because there's so much at stake usually, and the kids know each other, and they don't like each other either. But I think that's going to be one of the top games in the area. Everybody's looking forward to Westside and Lowell.
Okay, we'll move on to that one next. Let's go to the other side of that. It's Penn at Portage. Penn has picked a lot of places to be the state champion. Portage is going to have their hands full.
Penn just keeps doing it. It's like the Yankees used to be. Every year a contender, every year a contender. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the only game in town for these kids, and they all want to play football, just like when Hobart was ruling the roost years ago. But Penn is incredible. That program has sustained so long.
Yes, I'm going to talk about that one also in a second. All right, Valpo at Chesterton. I mean, it's possible that the winner of that game doesn't really matter because they got to play Penn in the next. So you're looking at a Merivale-Penn regional championship eventually in 6A, correct?
Mm-hmm. All right. We knew Chesterton would be down, I mean, Valpo would be down a little bit because they're young. But Chesterton started out so well again in, 3-6? 2 3-6 teams? And you look at Valpo and Chesterton, you don't expect that from that matchup.
All right, let's take a look at Class 5A. Now, Munster gets a bye, and they eventually go to play at Michigan City in 2 weeks. Now, the way that, if you guys haven't been following this, basically the top level of the biggest schools have been cut in two. So Munster has a real chance. I mean, you play at Michigan City, They could easily win. They could win that game, although Michigan City is the kind of team that on a good night you don't want to catch them. But, you know, there's no real then they would face a South Bend Adams team. You know, they feasibly could get by Michigan City and South Bend Adams, do you think?
Oh, yeah, and Munster needs that time to heal. I don't know if the Gutwein kid is back yet.
You know, I haven't heard anything else either.
I was there a week ago at practice, and he was on crutches, I believe, still. It was the young man on the sideline on crutches. So it's taken a while for that ankle to come back.
All right, so in 5A, you've got Munster kind of hanging around there. LaPorte is also in that 5A there on the other side of that bracket. And let's go to Class 4A. Lots of local teams involved in this. First of all, Clark is at Griffith. Griffith, even though they're down, should be able to handle the Pioneers. And then let's move on to a game that a lot of people are looking at, and that is East Chicago Central at Morton. Is that where they're sending you?
No, Lafayette Jeff Merivale.
No.
I get the basketball matchup.
Really?
No, Morton EC Central should be a good game. I covered the first meeting, and it wasn't really decided until maybe the last half of the fourth quarter. The thing in that game was Morton really shut down Martavius Carter. He had a miserable game. And I know he's a great player, but Morton had him under control the whole game. If they do that again, they roll.
And you know what? You got to believe Stacey Adams is looking at ways to somehow get him into the open field. It seemed like he was running him up the middle a lot and trying to get him on short passes that were incomplete. And at some point, it just seemed like one of those angles, eventually they're going to find it. Because he is that much, he is, you know, a D1 running back. And you got to give Roy Richards and his staff kudos on that one. All right, let's look elsewhere in 4A. Now, this is, Hanlon called it Field Gate, and this is the Lowell at Westside game, which is going to be played at East Chicago Central. What do you think about this whole thing?
It's intriguing because I love Jason Johnson, what he's doing at Westside, but does it accomplish anything to beat people by basketball scores? And he's been doing that lately on the weaker part of his schedule. Now, the Morton game was a shootout, and, of course, Morton is a much better team, and Morton was able to hang on in that game. But Jason's beating teams 86-3 and 78-12 in that. Lowell has got a good defense. I mean, they've got a darn good defense. Andrean ran over him last Friday, but, again, Andrean is running over everybody. So the thing that helps Westside is that Lowell is not going to be used to that type of quickness and explosiveness. They saw a little bit of it with Andrean. Westside now is not going to have played a team with such a good defense since playing Morton. And that game kind of got away because, you know, it was a score-at-will type of ball game. So that's intriguing. I think it'll be a good game for about three quarters. And then what you have to watch out for Westside is one big play, a big return, a big pass reception, a run. But they won't go down the field 80 yards and 10 plays against you. It's that quick strike, big play. So Lowell has to watch out for that.
That, of course, game is at East Chicago Central. We've covered this at length. The IHSAA came in and took the game away from Westside and moved it over to East Chicago Central, said Westside basically didn't have the facilities or have the capabilities to hold a sectional football game. How will that play into this, Al?
I don't think either team really matters or minds about, you know, where the game is played.
It's on turf. Doesn't that give Westside a little bit of an advantage?
It does. Lowell is a good team. When I saw them against Andrean, it was on a grassy field. George Fields, their star running back, is now back off the bench. He was being disciplined. He's very explosive. But I think in that game, the key, again, is cutting down the big play. If they can do that, if Lowell can do that, they're going to be in the ball game. People say artificial turf helps teams that are quick. And Leroy Marshall always says, yeah, but it also helps the defense. It makes the defense quicker. So now you've got like two Rams battering, you know, each other, which makes it more interesting.
There it is. So that is basically Class 4A Sectional 17. That's your most local teams of any sectional. On the final game of that, you have Clark at Griffith, EC Central at Morton, Lowell at Westside, and then you actually have Highland at Gavitt. If that's played at Highland probably has a big lead in that one, but that could turn into a ball game.
It's the old cliche, we start 0-0. So I wouldn't rule anybody out. And that Michigan City game, I thought Michigan City was going to be hell on wheels this year because last year they were very young. Sophomores, some freshmen, a couple of juniors. And then this year they've been miserable. But they've got that explosiveness, the ability at the key positions to score points. So I would not really bet against too many of the teams Friday night, even despite their records, because they may have that one game left in them. And they may win the sectional game and get crushed the next week. But it's so unpredictable. That's what makes it exciting for Region fans.
All right, let's go to Class 3A. Of course, Andrean is ranked number one. I ranked them number one pretty much the last half of the season. By the way, if you want to see where I ranked everybody, you can go to my blog at jed.tv. And I think on average I'm like one lower than for the region teams in the rest of the state, or even two lower. I ranked Lake Central number 10 in Class 6A, and I believe I was the only one to give them any points. But Class 3A, Calumet at Lew Wallace, Knox at Andrean, then Hammond High at Roosevelt. Class 2A, we have Bishop Knoll at Rensselaers, a local team, and then Bowman plays at River Forest. In Class 1A, LaVille at Whiting. We're going to be out there for that game. LaVille has historically given Whiting a tough game, and Whiting's going to have a tough road in that 1A sectional to get out of that sectional and go downstate, although that is not impossible.